RadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and coming up in just a little bit is Sturgeon Bay Soccer hosting Gibraltar's Vastapool in the first round of the WIAA Alternative Fall State Tournament. And we're joined right now by the Sturgeon Bay head coach, Todd Moss. And coach, after a spring season, what do you like more, playing soccer in the spring or in the fall?
You know what? In the fall, the spring season is pretty hectic, and it's not just because of the soccer stuff. It more has to do with what I do for a living. So it's greenhouse season for me right now. So trying to manage both is not ideal.
You're heading to the practice pitch a little bit more tired than you usually would be.
Yeah, it's actually go to work. Stop in the middle of your day, either do a game or practice, and then go back to work. So it's a little bit trying, but you know what? I love doing it, so it's all okay.
Well, speaking for other Sturgeon Bay soccer fans, I'm sure they're looking forward to you having a hectic schedule for at least another week and a half or so. And when you take a look at tonight's game, first we got to go back to that 4-1. Win that you've already had against the Vikings, and when you look back at that game, maybe you've had a chance to look at film. What really stood out to you in that match?
You know what? The size of the pitch for us was kind of a problem when we played them at Sevastopol. So it was 20 yards shorter each direction. So that really kind of hindered us a little bit about playing the way we want to play. But at the same respects, both teams have to play on it. So it's just a matter of getting used to it and trying to figure things out a little bit. But you know what? The Vikings, they're a scrappy team. They've got some speed. They got some kids that can play. So we definitely have to be careful and not mess up ourselves and give them some easy looks and hopefully keep them out of the goal.
And going back to the field size, obviously you'll be at the friendly confines of Clark Field tonight. And is it because you just like to kind of open things up a little bit more? I know when we've had, hockey coaches on, they like, maybe playing or they don't like playing on the bigger sheets of ice because there's a lot more room to operate. It kind of sounds like you like that room to operate.
Yes. We like to get the ball moving and we like to move it quickly as much as possible. So the more open space, the faster we can move the ball, the more they have to run to chase. And when you shrink the space up so much, we can't really move them fast enough to get them out of position. So it's really kind of difficult. Then we had to kind of change our game plan a little bit at halftime to try to figure some things out to give us a little bit more success. I thought the second half went a little bit better for us. Obviously, we put another two goals in, but it didn't come till late. So, I'm hoping that the bigger field helps us play a little bit better, more our style. But, we're spread out also as well. And my fear is that we get too spread out. They got some quick guys up top, so we definitely have to keep our shape and make sure they don't get in and behind us.
And you mentioned a little bit with the spring season, it seems like it's been a little bit different just in terms of getting all the matches in, as, sometimes you don't know if you're going to get the matches in or not. Has it been maybe a little bit tougher to get into a groove both when it comes to your training schedule and also games when you've had, I believe you're coming up on over a week since you last had a game?
Yeah, we had a game fall through us on Friday, and then we also had a game fall through this past Monday. So both teams canceled. So we're last game was last Monday, and now we're going into a Thursday here. So it's a week and a half, which isn't ideal, but we got some good training in on that time, which is good. New concepts a little bit. Better possession on the ball. So hopefully all that practice and repetitions help us out to play a better game. But I really like playing more games. You know, like having a game, one or two practices. Have a game, one or two practices. And this year, with the cancellations and the way things were, you'd have a couple games in a row and then have a couple practices. So it's been kind of goofy.
And, you know, obviously, you know, we're hoping that you have another week and a half or so to the season. But, you know, how have you approached the playoffs this year with your senior class? Obviously, you didn't have a fall season. This has been kind of a year where, you know, you take what you get, and here's an opportunity to win in an alternative fall season state title. And how have you approached that with your seniors?
Well, it's kind of tough because we're playing in a tournament where there's only two divisions instead of four. So even in the regular season fall, there was only three divisions instead of four. So now we're playing a lot bigger schools for a tournament, which is fine. I mean, don't want to ever back down from the competition. It's just that we don't get you don't get the time, like in your conference season, to really perfect things, because this year it was a lot of big teams playing us, which is great because we get to learn. But there's not games where we can take our time and learn some things and figure out different ways to break down teams. We didn't get that this time. We're always playing big teams, which is great. But I mean, you don't get that time to just kind of heal and try to figure things out as a team. You're right back into the fire the next day.
Who's your pick to click tonight?
You know, I'm hoping Looters and Carson have a great game up top. My biggest fan to make sure that he's doing things right is Robert Loss. He's a sophomore that starts as our striker, our lead striker. He's really coming around to try to figure out how to play that position effectively in the schemes that we want him to play. In these last few games, he's done some really good things, getting into the right spots where we need him to be so we can move the ball efficiently. And also, I mean, not just one person, but our entire back four. Those guys got to click, and everybody's got to be on the same page and talking. So there's a multifaceted thing here, but I'm hoping those key people and key groups can get the job done today.
And then finally, I like to play fill in the blank with coaches during these pregame shows. And so Sturgeon Bay wins tonight's match if?
If we can keep them out of our backfield. We control the pace of the game, and we should be fine. If we let them dictate how we're going to play, then we're going to be in for a long game. So hopefully we control the pace and get the job done.
It's Sturgeon Bay in Gibraltar's Sevastopol at 7 p.m. on 96.7 WBDK. We've been talking to head coach Todd Moss. And, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.